From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Every Monday, we focus on a selection from the NPR 100, our list of the 100 most important American musical works of the last century, voted on by members of the NPR staff, artists, and listeners. Today's entry is an entire album, Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run. It came out in the summer of 1975 to critical and popular acclaim. NPR's Joanne Silberner is one of the many people who listened to it then and is still listening to it 25 years later.
Journalists aren't really supposed to have heroes, but Bruce Springsteen is mine. It's not a rock star or a cult thing. In a TV interview, Springsteen was asked how his songs related to his personal life. He said, "Hey, look, don't confuse the artist with the art. These songs meant one thing to me when I wrote them. They mean something different to me now, and they're going to mean something different to everyone." He said, "People should just enjoy them for what they are." I bet most people enjoy the song Born to Run for the same reason. It takes you right back to high school and that desperate need to go somewhere, anywhere. The song took Springsteen 6 months to write. He describes it as his shot at the title, a 24-year-old kid aiming at the greatest rock and roll song ever. The album saved Springsteen's career. His label had been thinking about dropping him after his first two records. But Born to Run landed the scruffy guy from New Jersey on the cover of Newsweek and Time magazine the same week.
The Rangers had a homecoming in Harlem late last night. And a magic rat drove his sleek machine over the Jersey state line. Barefoot girl sitting on the hood of a Dodge, drinking warm beer in the soft summer rain. The rat pulls in the town, rolls up his pants. Together they take a stab at romance and disappear down Flamingo Lane.
I'm from New Jersey. I've been going to Springsteen concerts for 15 years. 11 on the last tour, including 2 in London and 2 when I had a bad case of pneumonia. And I'm just an amateur. Some people say Springsteen is the best thing that ever happened to the Garden State. A state assemblyman at one point introduced a bill to make Born to Run the official state song. But back in 1975, Springsteen was running from New Jersey.
The highway's jammed with broken heroes on a last chance power drive. Everybody's out on the road tonight, but there's no place left to hide. Together, Wendy, we can live with the sadness. I'll love you with all the madness in my soul.
The state legislature ultimately rejected Born to Run as the state song. Springsteen called Born to Run the dividing line between adolescence and adulthood. The songs on the album are about getting out, and Springsteen had a lot to get away from. He grew up in Freehold, a gritty town near the Jersey Shore. His father held a series of blue-collar jobs and, by all accounts, was a bitter man. Springsteen used to tell stories during his concerts about growing up, about how his mother scrimped to get him his first guitar, and how much his father hated hearing him play. He says his father would turn on the gas jets in the kitchen below his bedroom in an attempt to smoke him out. Loneliness is a big theme on Born to Run. Springsteen describes himself as not very popular in high school, and the guy hasn't forgotten.
The screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again.
In every Springsteen song, there's a story or a scene or a character. fully drawn with just a few words. There's a barefoot girl sitting on the hood of a Dodge, drinking warm beer in the soft summer rain. There's a guy talking his friend into doing a little criminal work and reminding him to change his shirt and not to smile. A lot of the characters are in grim circumstances, but there's still hope. In his songbook, Springsteen describes the time he was writing the songs. America was dealing with a post-Vietnam letdown. There was a coming gas crisis, a sense of limited resources, which explains the sense of dread. While Springsteen's songs have characters who are beaten down by their jobs, he's a guy who clearly loves his. Journalist Eric Alterman talks about a sacred trust Springsteen has with his audience. During the last tour, when groups like the Rolling Stones were getting more than $100 for a seat, Springsteen held his maximum prices at $67. And he has a policy of saving the first three rows for some lucky people picked from the cheap seats just before the concert. He knows who his real fans are. And some of them can't afford the front row. One of the things that makes Springsteen so interesting as an artist is that his songs continue to evolve. Over the years, he's changed Born to Run from a full-blown rock song to a haunting ballad.
Well, when did it let me in? I wanna be your friend. I wanna guard your dreams and visions. Just wrap your legs around these velvet rims. Strap your hands across my engine.
With age, the naivete is gone, but the hope and the romance remain. After Born to Run was released, Springsteen was in a contract dispute that kept him from coming out with another album for 3 years. And when he finally did, it was grimmer than his fans were used to. But we've stuck with him throughout. Maybe it's because Springsteen's music describes people I grew up with. Or maybe it's what he calls the healing power of rock and roll. The message that runs through all his work, and maybe this is it, comes from the album that followed Born to Run. That it ain't no sin to be glad you're alive. I'm Joanne Silberner.
Dylan tramps like a baby, we were born to run.
To see the entire list of the NPR 100 selections, go to our website at npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.